Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Chaf Vav. We left off on daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis at Amar Rabbah, six lines from the end of the page. At the beginning of the line, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, Nisham Shabbat Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Eliza and Zev Belsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Eliza's grandfather, who's nifted this past Shabbos, Yoshua Ben Tzvi, Nisham Shabbat Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we started the sugya yesterday of Neder Shehutar Miksaso Hutar Kulo. It came up in the context of a person who sees, the Mishnah had said that a person sees that someone is eating figs off of his tree. So he says, Harei Aleichem Karban, that all of them, those figs should be like us or like a karban to all of you. And then it turns out that some of the people eating are his father, his brother. So he doesn't intend to asur it on them. So do we assume that, so we had a machlokas, Beisham and Basil. Rabbi Shammai said, "Hey mutarin umashi imayim asurim." Whereas Basil said, "Elu ve'elu mutarin." That as soon as he realizes that he didn't intend that neder for everybody, so Basil says, "There's no neder at all." Whereas Rabbi Shammai says, "No, the neder is still going to be chal on the other people, on the people who are not the father and the brother." So that's going to lead us. That already began to lead us into a whole discussion about neder shutar miksasu utar kulo, and that's pretty much the topic of the entire daf today. And it's going to tie in to the general topic that you have in Maseches Tmura of Tfos Lashon Rishon versus Tfos Lashon Achron. Meaning, if a person says two things that seem to be somewhat contradictory to each other, do we assume that the first one is binding or that the second Lashon is binding? And that's going to tie into the sugya of Neder Shutar Miktsasu Utrukulo. So if you recall, we've quoted one other context where this comes up, and that is a person takes a neder that he's not going to eat meat for 30 days. So we said, Poskhlo b'shabbasos yom tovim, and initially they said, Osra yom mutarim v'shar kol yom masurim, that those shabbasos and yom tovim, he didn't realize, he forgot that there's Shabbos and yom tov within those 30 days where he has to eat meat. So initially we said that those shabbasos and yom tovim, he's going to be allowed to eat meat, but all the other days remain osur bin neder, like the shita of Beis Shammai. But then Rabbi Akiva came and said, no, neder shuta miksaso hutar kulo, like the shita of Beis Hillel, that if the neder is not going to be binding on those days that he must eat meat, i.e. Shabbos and Yom Tov, then the neder is not going to be binding on any of the days, and he's allowed to eat meat throughout the 30 days. So that is the those are the two contexts so far within which we've seen neder shuta miksaso hutar kulo. The people eating from the figs, and you didn't mean to aser your father and your brother, and the case of taking a neder that you're not going to eat meat for 30 days, and you certainly didn't mean to aser Shabbos and Yom Tov. So now says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, to kulei alma, going back to the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree that kol heicha to Amar, that if after the guy realizes that it's his father or it's his brother that's been eating the figs from his tree, if he says, ilu ayisi odea sha'aba beinechem, had I realized that my father was among those people that were eating from the figs, hayisi omer, kulchem asurin, I would have said the neder in a lashon that kulchem asurin, I would have maintained that lashon, but I would have just added the words, chutz me'aba. I would have said kulchem asurin chutz me'aba. So if that's what he tainas afterwards, that he would have maintained the words kulchem asurin, he just would have added the phrase chutz me'aba, then dekulon asurin va'aviv mutar. Then everyone agrees, even the Beis Hillel is going to agree that the neder is still binding on everybody else. Only on his father is the neder lifted, because that's not called the neder shehutar miktsaso, because legabe all the other people, he's not changing anything. He said kulchem asurin, he's saying, and had I known, I still would have said kulchem asurin, I just would have added the words chutz me'aba. So the only thing he's changing is his father. So therefore, there's no ta'us in the original neder, because his father was not included in the kulchem. It's not a ta'us in his lashon. The Ran writes that yesh misha omer, that Rabbah is only talking about when the miktsas of the neder is not chal at all, like in our Mishnah, where it's a neder shkagos, or in the miktsas of the, and part of the neder is therefore batel. But if the neder is chal, and a chacham is matir miktsas of the neder, al yedeya pesach, then even Rabbah is moda that in all cases, hutru kulo, that's how the Ran quotes from yesh misha omer, that dafka, because part of it is a Nidre Shkagos, and his father was Nidre Shkagos, and his father was never really Chal, then we say, okay, but the Neder is still going to be Chal on Kulchem. But if it was a case where the Neder was initially Chal on everybody, and then a Chacham was Matir, then it must be that Hutar Kulo. But the Ran himself says, I prefer Shitas HaRamban, that even when the Neder is Chal, and it was Hutar Al Yidei Pasach, Rabba's still going to say that as long as he's not Mishana Diburo, as long as you can maintain the original Lashon with just something added on to that original Lashon, it's not going to be Hutar Kulo. So again, Rabba is telling us that if you don't have to change the original language that he used, you just add the words Chutz Me'aba, and that's what he's saying he would have said. He just would have added the words Chutz Me'aba, then everyone agrees it's Hutar Miksaso, but not Hutar Kulo. The rest of the Neder is still going to be binding. Lo Nechluku, the whole Machlokas Beishame Beisilal, whether Neder Shutar Miksaso Hutar Kulo is Lo Nechlu Ela, but Omer, if the guy says after the fact, Ilu Aisi Yodea Shaba Beinechem Aisi Omer, Ploni, uploni, asurin, va'abumutr, where he changes the entire language. He says, you know, what I would have done is I would have identified each of the people that were eating, and I would have said, you're asur, and you're asur, and you're, and then abba is mutter. So since now what he's saying, that had he known that his father was among that group, he would have said an entirely different language, and he would have excluded the father from the neder. So his father, who was a chelik of the neder, never became asur, so it's a neder. And Beisil will hold Neder Shuta Miksaso Utar Kulo, and that's when Beis Shammai is going to disagree and say that even if it's Neder Shuta Miksaso, only the Chelek that he made a mistake in is Hutar, but that which he did not make a mistake in is not Hutar. That is the way the Ran understands. Many other Rishonim, the Ritva and the Tosrit, understand differently, but we're going to stick with the Ran's explanation of the Gemara, that it's all about the language, that if the initial language could have been maintained, then everyone's going to agree that the initial neder is still intact and it's only the father that is excluded from the neder. But if the initial language could not have been maintained, then the Beis Hillel is going to say, Hutar Kulo, if the father's mutter, everybody's going to be mutter. That is how Rabba understands. The Rava Amar, Rava disagrees, and he says, he says, I agree with that distinction between maintaining the language and not maintaining the language, but how that applies to the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that's where I disagree. Any situation where the guy says, after he realizes that his father was among the group, that had I realized that my father was among the people, I never would have said, Kulchem Asurin, Ha'isi Omer, Ploni you, ploni asurin, va'aba mutter. I would have said an entirely different language. I would have identified individually all the people that are asur, and I would have said that abba is mutter, then kula mutarin. Then everybody agrees that kula mutarin. That since he's saying right now that had his father, had he realized his father was among them, he would have said an entirely different language. So then it's gonna, the chelik of the neder relating to his father was hutar, mela the chelik of the neder relating to everybody else is Hutar as well. And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree to that. Even Beis Shammai agrees to that. Lo nechluku ela ba'omer elisi yodei shabba b'neicham yisi omer kulchem asurin chutz me'abba. The whole machlokas is only had he said afterwards, you know, had I realized that my father was among the group, I would have maintained my original language, but I just would have added chutz me'abba. That's where there's a machlokas, whether we follow what he says initially when he said kulchem asurin, and in those words he is maintaining the neder, and he's not changing his mind from the original neder, and therefore it's not a neder shutar miksaso at all, because initially he's strengthening what he said originally, or do we say no, we're more interested in what he says at the end of his sentence, which is chutz me'abba, and with those words he's being mishane the original neder that he made, and therefore it's a neder shuta miksaso and memela tutar kulo. Those are the two tzadim of this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Do we view this as primarily looking at out the fact that he says kulcha masurin, that I would have still said kulcha masurin, in which case he's not changing anything? Or do we look at the phrase chutz me'aba and say he is changing something, and therefore I'm going to look at the second of the two phrases that the fellow says? The shita of the Ran and many other Rishonim is that we paskin like Rava misafek, because Rava is the more machmir one, and therefore we paskin like the more machmir of the two opinions. That is not so pashut at all, that we're going to necessarily paskin like Rava over here. The Ran writes on mitzal echad, you want to say halacha karaba, because Rava was, I mean, again, what we had over here was shitas Rava as far as what the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was about, and shitas Rava as far as what the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was about. Rava had said that if you maintain the original lashon, then everyone agrees kulam asurim v'mutar. The whole machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only when you don't maintain the original lashon. Rava says, no, just the opposite. When you don't maintain the original Lashon, that's where everybody agrees that Kula Mutarin. The whole Machlok is only when you do change the original Lashon. So on the one hand, you want to pasuk like Rabba against Rava because Halacha Kirav Kineged HaTalmid. Minyein Halacha Ketalmid B'makom HaRav. Rabba was Rava's Rebbe, so you can't pasuk like Rava against Rabba. But Mitzad Sheni, you want to say Halacha is like Rava because Rava is the Basra'a, and there's a rule in Shas that Hilchsa Kibasra'a. It's the theory of the midget standing on the shoulders of giants, that you have, even though we believe in Yeridas Hadoros, and as generations go on, people are a little weaker in learning, but the earlier generations knew everything that the later generations had all the information that was gathered through the earlier generations, and then they were able to see the whole panoramic view of everything, of all the information and all the cheshbonos of the previous generation. So their opinion was a more educated opinion, and therefore hilchasa kibasra'a. So that's the struggle over here. Do we pasken like Rava against Rava? Now, at a certain point, it wasn't always hilchasa kibasra'a. It was at a certain point in the generations of Amoraim that it turned to hilchasa kibasra'a. In the days of Rav and Abaye, certainly it turned to hilchasa kibasra'a, but still the struggle in the Rishonim is, but does that go against the klal when it's mamish that person's Rebbe? Meaning, it's one thing to say to go against an earlier generation that you had no connection with, but if it was mamish his Rebbe, it was his own Rebbe, you're going to say that the halacha is like the Talmud against the Rebbe? That's harder to do. The Rif, famously in Erev in Daf Chavzayin, B'Daf Erev, says that the reason we pasken like Talmud Bavli against Talmud Yerushalmi is based on Hilchasa Kibasra'a, that the Talmud Yerushalmi was completed about 100 years before the Talmud Bavli. You have countless examples of halachos in the Yerushalmi that come up as a Hava Amina in the Bavli. So you see that they had many of the conclusions of the Yerushalmi, and they were still working through them. They had the whole view of everything that was said earlier when they were figuring out the Talmud Bavli. Okay, historically it's not so clear that they had everything, but they had some of those conversations were floating around the Bate Medrash. So that's what the Rif says based on that. So over here, this is the struggle that the Ran has. This is the struggle that the Rishonim have. The Rambam paskins like Rabba, and the Kesem Mishnah says because Besafek Yesh LaHachmir. But the Radvaz explains the Shitas Rambam that he should have paskin like Rabba because Rabba is the Basra'a. The fact that he paskins like Rabba is because in the Gemara, Rav Papa and Ravina ask Kashas on Rabba from Brisos that sound more like Rabba, and even though the Gemara is going to give answers to those kashas that we ask on Rav from Brisos, Ashenuya Dachika Lo Samchinan, whatever answers you give, they're terutzim. Meaning, Rav Lapiansky said a very big yisod, that whenever you phrase something as a kasha, the answer is never going to sound as good as the kasha. Meaning, sometimes you have to start with the answer. You have to start with the yisod, and then, like we were saying yesterday from Rav Sachs, and you use the kashas as rayas to the yisod, as opposed to asking it as a Rav Lapiansky was saying in terms of issues of emuna. Sometimes that if you say, I don't understand, how could the world be 6,000 years old? There are trees with 10,000 rings in them, right? So he said, whatever answer you give to that, it's not going to sound as good as the kasha. But he said, if you're teaching young children, you start saying, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, do you think he created like a ready-made world, or do you think he created a world that you know, from scratch, you know, at zero. And then everyone will throw out different opinions and say, well, let's see, we have a riot. There are trees with 10,000 rings in them. So it must be that the Ribbono Shel Olam created ready made. It just sounds entirely differently. Right? When you have a kasha, the teretz never sounds as good as the kasha. So Shinui Dechika Lo Samchina. We don't rely on these terutzim. We don't know that they're just terutzim. A kasha is always stronger than a teretz. So anyway, so where were we over here? So we have this machlokes between Rabba and Rava. So says Gemara, that explaining within Rava what the Shita of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, that Beis Shammai Savri Lo K'Rebbe Meir Damar Tefal Shloshim Rishon. Beis Shammai, who says that we follow more what the fellow originally said, assumes like Rebbe Meir's Shita in Maseches Tmura Dav Chav Hei. Rebbe Meir's Shita is that whenever the initial statement a person makes goes against the Sofa Dibur, the end of what a person says, so then we always follow what he said originally. The case in the Mishnah Tmura is a guy says Harezu Tmuras Ola Tmura Shlamim. So which is it? Is it Tmuras Ola or is it Tmura Shlamim? So Rav Meir Shita is Tfos Lashon Rishon. It's a Tmuras Ola and not a Tmura Shlamim. Rabbi Yossi holds Tfos Lashon Achron and it's Tmura Shlamim, not a Tmuras Ola. So Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir that says that he always Tfos Lashon Rishon because the ikur of what the person is saying is in his initial statement. And now over here also, there's no in our case, there's no real stira between his initial statement and what he ultimately says. They're both true, but since primarily we look at Tchilas Dvarav Shel Adam, we should give more weight to what initially came out of the person's mouth. And in the words that he said initially, he's not being chozer from what he said at the time of the neder. He's maintaining kulchem asurin, and therefore it's not considered a neder shvut or mekzaso, because he's just being mamshich the lashon of the neder by adding chutz me'aba. He's just being megala that he never included his father in the original neder. So there's no reason to be mevatel the entire neder, and nevertheless his father is going to be mutter because he said mefurash at the end that his father is going to be mutter. So even though we follow more what he said initially, but the Sofa Dibur also is Kayab, because the Sofa Dibur in our case is not Soser, meaning unlike the case in Tamura, Harezu Tamura Shlamim, Tamura Solo, or Harezu, what was the case, Tamura Solo, Tamura Shlamim, it can't be both. It's either Ola or Shlam. Over here, Kulchem Asurin, Chutz Me'aba can both be true. So we still listen to the Chutz Me'aba part, but since Kulchem Asurin is still maintaining the original Lashon that he used, so we view that as not a Neder Shut or Meksaso. We view it as a Neder that remains fully binding. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel holds that we give more weight to the end of the sentence, to the Chutz Me'aba part. Because Beis Hillel holds in principle, like Rabbi Yossi, that we're more focused on the Gemar Dvarav of a person, what a person ultimately says. And the Iker Dvarav of a person is what he ends up with, what he concludes with. And therefore, when the Tchilas HaDibur is Soser, the Sof HaDibur, we only follow the Sof HaDibur. Now, over here, it's not a direct stira between the Tchilas HaDibur and the Sof HaDibur, but still, since primarily I'm looking at Chutz Me'aba, we view it more as if the Kulchem Asurim is not really binding, and therefore he's being Mishana, the original Neder, a little bit, and therefore it gets into the category of a Neder Shuter Mekzaso, and Neder Shuter Mekzaso Hutar Kulo. That's the sheet of the Beis Hillel based on Rabbi Yossi emphasizing more the Chutz Me'aba part, because the Chutz Me'aba part is a little bit against the Kulchem Asurin part, and therefore we view that as if it's a neder Shehutar Mekzaso and is therefore Hutar Kulo. The sheet of Betzes raises the question, so what's Rabbi telling me? That Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. Well, that's problematic for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's not supposed to paskin like the Beis Shammai. How could Rabbi Meir paskin like the Beis Shammai against the Beis Hillel? So he says that Shinu Gvetz suggests that perhaps Rabbi Meir holds that lo nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davar zeh, that maybe Beis Shammai Beis Hillel both agree about this issue, but we happen to think he's more siding with that Beis Shammai is dafka working within the svara of that Rabbi Meir later formulated. Other terutzim as well appear in the Shittim Gvetzes, but not for now. So now the Gemara asks on Rava from the Hemshech of the Mishnah that we quoted before, where you have Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan if Neder Shutam Ksasu Hutar Kulo. Eisvei Rav Papa LeRava. So Rav Papa challenges Rava from a Mishnah that we're going to have later on in Daf Samach Vav that it says Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva Neder Shutam Ksasu Hutar Kulo. What's an example of where Rabbi Akiva says that in Neder Shutam Ksasu Hutar Kulo you say to a group of people, Konam she'eni nena l'kulcham. I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to get any ana from all of you. Hutar echad mehen. If one of them becomes hutar alidei chacham, or it turns out that one of them is the father, son hutru kulam, then they're all going to be mutar because then it's a neder shutam k'saso hutru kulo. So that's the resha. Konam she'eni nena l'kulcham. That I'm not going to give hana to any of you. I think it is. So if one of them becomes mutar, they're all mutar. She'eni nena l'olazeh ulazeh. But if you start individually identifying the people that are included in the neder, then hutar arishon, hutru kulam. If the first one becomes hutar, they all become hutar. But hutar ha'achron, if the last one in the group that you've identified becomes mutar, ha'achron mutar v'kulan asurin. Then only the achron is mutar, the rest of them remain asur. So it sounds from the Mishnah that both in the resha, where of hutar echad meyam hutru kulam, and in the resha shel ha'seifa, right? We had a resha and two parts of a seifa. The resha is l'kulchem. You said, and we said hutar echad mehen hutar kulam. Seifa is you identified lazeh lazeh lazeh, but then there were two parts to that where hutar the first of the people that you identified, and then we said hutru kulam, versus the second case of the seifa was where hutar the last of the people you identified, where only that one becomes mutar and none of the other ones become mutar. So it sounds both in the resha of the seifa and in the resha mamish where if hutar rishon hutru kulam, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds like Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. But the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and passing like the Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, would not say Hutar Kulo, because the Mishnah starts out with Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva, right? That's what we're quoting. When does Rabbi Akiva say Hutar Maksas Hutar Kulo? Which means this is a presentation of the Shita of the Beis Hillel. But we're assuming that the Beis Shammai would disagree and say that not Hutar Kulam in these cases. So Bish Lama the Rabbah, if you're going to say like Rabbah who holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue when you're Mishana the Lashon from what you originally said, I understand why in the Reisha and in the first part of the Seifa, only Rabbi Akiva holds Hutru Kulam. And in the last part of the Seifa, even Rabbi Akiva is going to say, Lo Hutru Kulam, because Mokim La, Rabbah will say, the Reisha, will say that the case of the Reisha, meaning the Reisha and the first case of the Seifa, is talking about a case where he changed his Lashon from what he originally said. That the Reisha is talking about where he originally said, Kodem Sheni Nena L'Kulchem, and Da'amar, and now he's saying that had I known that that my father was there, you know, I would have wanted to be matur, I would have said that konam sheni nena lazeh ulazeh. I would have changed my lashon. I would have started identifying ploni uploni. And the first case of the seifa as well, when originally he says konam sheni nena lo lazeh v'lo lazeh, Rabbi could say that he's being mishana now, and he's saying that now when he's being matir, the first one, he's saying, had I realized that I would have wanted to be matir, the first guy, I would have said konam sheni nena l'kulchem. He would have changed it. Chutz l'ploni. I would have said, Kol Mishani Nelukulchem, except for ploni. And in those two cases, Rabbi Kiva holds, since he's changing what he originally said, it's a neder shutar maksaso, and since it's a neder shutar maksaso, it's hutar kulo. And the Rabbanans say that even though he's changing what he originally said, we don't say neder shutar maksaso hutar kulo. And then the seifa, the last case of the seifa, where we said, you know, if the achron becomes mutar, it's lo hutru kulam, Rabbi would say that that's talking about where you originally said, where you said originally the lashon of kulchem and damar l'kulchem, and now you maintain that lashon and you're saying, you know what, I still would have said kulchem, I just would have said chutz min ha'achron, I just would have added another phrase. Oh, so since he's not changing anything, even Rabbi Akiva would say in that case that it's lo hutar kulo, that the neder is still binding on the original people because it said l'kulchem. So that works out great according to Rabbah. There's a way to say that each of those three cases in that Mishnah makes sense, that Rabbi Akiva holds like the Mishnah says, and the Rabbanan within the Shittas Beis Shammai hold differently. But according to you, Rava, that when a person is machlif diburo, even Beis Shammai is going to agree that it's utra kulo. Right? Rava was one that said that once you start changing what your original lashon was, everyone's going to agree that it's hutar kulo, that the whole neder disappears. Well, Bishlam Aresha, I understand in the case where a guy said, Eini nen el kulchem, and one of them becomes mutter, they all become mutter, I understand why the Rabbanan will disagree with Rabbi Akiva, because you could say, Mukim la da amar lukulchem, that you could say that the case is that now that the guy is being chozer, he's saying, had I known that I would have wanted to be matir one of them, I would have said, Konim shein nen el kulchem chutz miploni. I would have maintained the lashon of kulchem, and I just would have added chutz miploni. And Rabbi Akiva holds like the Beis Hillel, that where Tofes, the end of his lashon, where he says chutz miploni, and therefore it's considered as if he's switching, and it's a neder shutam ksasu to kulo. Whereas the Rabbanan hold like the Beis Shammai will say that we're Tofes the ikar lashon, we're Tofes the initial lashon, and therefore it's as if he's maintaining his original lashon, and therefore we don't say utar miksaso hutar kulo. So that would work fine according to you, Rava, but I have a problem when you go weiter in that Mishnah. El Seifa, what do you do with the first case of the Seifa, where a guy said, Konim Sheini Nana, Lolazev, Lolazev. He initially said, identifying each person that he's taking the neder. And we said, Imhutar Arishon Hutru Kulam. So how are you going to say, if you're going to say that he's changing his original Lashon, so to Amar, that the guy is saying at the time that he's changing his mind, and he's saying, oh, had I realized that that person was among the group, I would have said, Lazeh, Ulazeh. But originally, I said a lashon of kulchem, so since it's hutra muktasu, hutra kulo, but then Rabbi Akiva, is that only Rabbi Akiva? Amai, I might plead you Rabbanan lei. Why would the Rabbanan disagree? Va'amrit divrei kol mutar. Didn't you, Rava, say that when someone switches the lashon and he says, had I known, I would have used an entirely different lashon, then everybody agrees that it's mutar? So why would the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva? So amalei, so Rava responds to Rav Papa, who had challenged him, l'Rabba, l'Rabbi Akiva, mi nicha? What, you think Rabba's in a better position than I am? You said that you could explain the Mishnah very nicely according to Rabba, that according to Rabba, is it so miyushav? Does the Mishnah work out so well? Seifa b'may mokimla, the Seifa of the Seifa, the second case of the Seifa, where we said Hutara Achron, Achron Mutar, and all of the rest of them are Asr. B'may mukimla, how did you explain that case? Da Amar Lukulchem, you said it's a case where the guy maintained his original Lashon, that both at the time that he originally took the Neder, and when he's being Choser because he realizes there was someone there he didn't mean to include, he's maintaining the Lashon of Kulchem Asurin. Well, hey Dinu Rishon, hey Dinu Achron. Who is the Rishon and who is the Achron? Meaning, why does the Mishnah pick in the middle din Hutara Rishon and in the last and the last din Hutara Achron? There's no chilik between them, Hutara Rishon and Achron, unless he switched something. And the Mishnah should have said Hutar Echon Mehem. Meaning, if you use the Lashon of Kulchem both times, who's the first? If you say Ploni, Uploni, 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 so the first Ploni, that's the Rishon. The last Ploni, that's the Achron. But if you said, I'm taking a Kulchem, so then there is no Rishon, there is no Achron. What kind of Lashon is that to use of a Rishon and Achron? Ella, so Rava says, it must be that both according to my opinion and according to Rabba's opinion, the chiluk between the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah has to be explained a little differently. That Reisha da'amar l'kulchem, the Reisha was talking about where he said Lukulchem originally at the time you took the neder, and you included everybody in the same neder at the time that you were matir one of them, you're matir all of them, and therefore it's hutar kulam, right? It's hutar kulo. So according to my shita, you have to say that he's being mamid dvarav, and therefore it's only according to Rabbi Akiva that it's hutar kulo, and according to Rabbi, you have to say that he's being machlif, that's considered being machlif dvarav, and therefore according to Rabbi Akiva, it's still going to be hutar kulo. The seifa, but the seifa is entirely talking about a case where he said, Eininena lalazev, lalazev. where you start identifying people. And you can't say neder shutar miktsasa utar kulo, because each one is a separate neder. And nevertheless, if the first one is hutar, somehow the rest of them are going to become hutar, but not because of hutar miktsasa utar kulo. You have five different nedarim over here. I have a neder on this guy, and on that guy, and on that guy. So there's no such thing as hutar miktsasa hutar kulo in such a case. No, it must be kigon shetla on zebazeh. That when you said konam ploni alai, then you said va'amar ploni kiploni uploni kiploni. You make each neder dependent on the previous neder. When you said I aser Reuven, and you know what, I'm going to make Shimon just like Reuven, and Levi's going to be just like Shimon. So each one is talui on the fact that the previous neder still stands. So the Mishnah is mechadesh. That you're only tola zebazeh, you're not only tola zebazeh in the tfisas haneder, in the initial taking of the neder to make the iser, you're even tola zebazeh in the heter of the neder. That if you're going to be matir with a pesach, a charata, some way you're going to be matir someone earlier on the list, then everyone who is latching on to that person earlier on the list is also going to become mutter. You're severing the cord, so everything that's attached to the chain from there on down is going to fall down. So if hutar rishon, they're all going to be mutter because they're all tluyim zebezeh. But if it's hutar achron, only he's mutter. All the rest are going to be aser because no one is tluy in him. Dekanami, and if you're really careful, you'll see that's the correct pshat in the Mishnah. That the reason that if hutar rishon hutar kulam is because they're all tluy zebezeh, because that's the situation. That's the case. Titania, because the Braisa elaborating on that Mishnah says, Hutar emtsai heimenu lamata mutarin lamala asurin. That if hutar emtsai, if someone in the middle of the, not the first guy, not the last guy, if someone in the middle becomes hutar, everyone past him also becomes mutar, everyone prior to him remains asur. Well, if it's all about neder shutar miktsasa hutar kulo, what do I care if it's the middle guy, the end guy, the guy? Either way, if it's hutar miktsasa hutar kulo, so then it's hutar kulo, and if hutar miktsasa lo hutar kulo, it's not hutar kulo. Elamai, it must be that I'm correct over here, that this is about them being talui one on the other. So since the braisa is mechalik between those that come before and those that come after, you see the real basis for this din is because they're talui zebezeh, and therefore those that came previously are not talui on him and therefore remain asur, but those that came after are talui on the one that you were matir and therefore are going to become mutter as well. So Esve, the Gemara, Esve Rav Ad Barava L'Rava, the Gemara challenges Rava a second time. Again, Rava assumed that in a case where the noder maintains his original lashon, even when he's being chozer, and he says, Kulcham Asurim, yes, I still maintain Kulcham Asurim, but now I'm adding the words, Chutz Me'abba. So Beshamay holds that it's not Hutar Kulo, like Rabbi Meir, because I'm really focused on Kulcham Asurim and the lashon Rishon, on Kulcham Asurim, and that's being maintained. And therefore, I'm going to focus more on the original part of what he said, and he's not being chozer from what he originally said, so the neder is not going to be hutar. But wait a second, we have a Mishnah later on. Konim betzel sha'ani toim. A person takes a neder that I'm not going to have any onions. Sha'betzel ralalev, because he knows that it's unhealthy. The onions are bad for the heart. And when he took the neder, he thought that all betzelim were bad for the heart. He thought that onions were just stamen unhealthy, an unhealthy food. So amrulo, they tell him, but wait, va'lo ha'kufri yafalalev. You should know that there's a type of onion that comes from Kufri, a place called Kufri, that's actually very good for the heart. The Aruch says Kufri means it comes from kfarim, it comes from villages. The Rush says that it's a large onion that's nispashal called tzorcha, that's fully developed, fully ripened, and that's not so bad for the heart. That's good for the heart. So why did you take a neder against all the onions? You ever go to the supermarket, see how many onions? The Vidali onions and this onion, the baby onions, and there are a million different types of onions. You don't know which ones are unhealthy. Not all of them are unhealthy for you. So hutar bekufri, if the halacha is that he becomes, that he's now allowed to eat the kufri because he never intended to aser those onions that are healthy from satsa nidre shkagos. That's not the only type of vani that's going to be mutter. They're all going to become mutter because it's a neder shabatal mutsaso, and neder shabatal mutsaso is batal kulo. And the Mishnah says in Maisa Haya, there was a Maisa Shahaya where the Tiro Rabbi Meir b'kala b'tzalim, where this exact thing happened. The guy took a neder, I'm not going to have any onions, because he thought that it's going to that they're all unhealthy, and then he found out that the large onions are actually healthy. So Rabbi Meir was matir him to have all onions. So my love, the Amar Iluwa Yisiyadeh Shakurfi Yafu Levi Yisiy Amar Kalab Tzolim Asurim Kufri Mutter, isn't the case that the guy said after it became clear to him that the Kufri onions are actually healthy for him, that he says, had I known that the Kufri is Yafu Levi, I would have said my same lashon that kolab tzulim asurin, I just would have added the kufri mutter. So if that's the case, you see that Rav Meir holds that even when you're ma'amid dvarav, even when you stay with your original lashon, we still assume neder shuta muktzasa hutzukulo, which is like the shita beis hillel. But that's Akasha and Rava, who says that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, and if they hold like Rav Meir, min astam he also holds like them, and therefore it's muchach that he holds like the beis hillel. And according to Rava, it's a bigger kasha that Rabbi Meir is not like the Beis Hillel and not like the Beis Shammai, because Rabba, who says b'mamid, that when your Rabba holds that when your mamid varv, when you maintain your original sentence, your original lashon, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that it's lo hutar kulo. So there's a problem for Rava, and it's an even bigger problem for Rabba. So as the Gemara, lo. Don't say that Rabbi Meir is talking about where he's mamid dvarav, where he maintains, even when he realizes that the kufri ones are healthy, he's still maintaining his original lashon. No, case is ba'omer, ili yisi yodesh, a kufri yafalev. It's a case where the guy says, had I known that these kufri onions are actually healthy for you, hayisi omer, that's a ploni yuploni asurin, the kufri mutter. I would have changed my lashon. I would have started, I would have gone down the aisle in the supermarket, and I would have said the red onions and the regular onions. I would have started identifying all of the onions that are asur, and then I would have come to those are the big ones are called Vidali. What are the big ones called? Spanish? I don't know, the giant ones that are labeled, thank God. So, but you know, so I would have found the big one, and I would have said that's a Betzal Kufri, that's going to be mutter. So according to he's changing his lashon. So according to Rabba, the sheet of Beis Hillel is hutru kulo. According to Rava, even Beis Shammai is going to say hutru kulo. So that it makes sense. Rav Meir Alibi Rabbi Kiva Vali B'Drabanan, and Rav Meir is going Alibi Rabbi Kiva holds like the Beis Hillel. And according to Rava, Rameir is even going Alibi Rabbanan who holds like the Beis Shammai, and therefore that's not going to be a challenge. The Gemara is now going to pick up with Esve on the next challenge to the Shita of Rava from a Braisa. There happen to be many Mara Makomos and Shas where it sounds like onions are very, very unhealthy. It's a big tzaruch even why we eat so many onions, particularly raw onions. It seems from a number of places in Shas that they're extremely unhealthy. But okay, we assume that it's not that way, I guess. Have a great day, everybody.